Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome. This is Tar Heel 24/7, a UNC basketball podcast. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the Tar Heel 24/7 on YouTube. And subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. We are on it. Day 4 of the coaches search. I'm solo today because we're just going to do updates every day, whether we get somebody, whether we don't. And so, you know, just to give you an updated scoop on everything in the coaches, Nate Oates and Todd Golden are out as candidates, won't become ones. Obviously, Todd Golden's in a pretty good situation at UF. And Nate Oates, I think, due to some of the issues with his players, per se, maybe that scared Carolina off. Nate Oates was a coach that I was really wanted to see get into the mix, but it's not going to be the case. Love his style of play. Love what he's done with a little. What would he do with a lot? That was kind of my thing. So they killed me on Twitter. They killed me. You know, they didn't like it. My comments are in shambles. So I'm gonna let that dog die. But I love him as a coach. You saw what they did against Michigan last night. I mean, yes, they didn't have enough, but teams haven't really been competitive against Michigan. They were in it. Yeah, they lost by 13 points, but that game was a lot closer than the score indicated. And now we move on to the three guys that are probably going to be the guys UNC targets. You know, when you're targeting big fish, you got to be careful because you better wrangle one in. You know, Tommy Lloyd, Billy Donovan, Dusty May are the guys that you probably are going to have to keep your eye on in that order. You know, there's rumored tension between Lloyd and Arizona's AD. Don't know why, but I'm here for it. But there was also tension between Roy and Kansas AD in 2003 to help kind of get Roy to UNC. So maybe we'll see what happens. I don't think the tensions are too bad between Lloyd and Arizona's AD, but something to kind of keep an eye on if things are rocky and UNC comes in, you know, with the right offer and the right intentions. Nothing new to report on Dusty May. There's mutual interest between both parties, but Michigan and Arizona, they're still playing. And that could get tricky because they end up meeting in the championship or going to the Final Four. I mean, you've got the portal opens the next day. So Carolina could be risking having a big-time year. However, if I'm a top player in the portal and I know that Carolina's looking for a new coach, I'm probably going to delay my decision until that domino falls. If it's free agency, why would you commit to a school if you're a high level player and one of the top one of the top openings is still not filled? I think nothing's going to shake in the portal until that domino falls for negotiation purposes. And then on the other end, you know, schools are probably going to use that as leverage. Like, hey, look, we need to freaking sign some guys before Carolina comes in and tries to clean up shop. But so I don't think it's as bad as people think with the portal and all that timing and things, transfer portal opening, because, yeah, if I'm one of the guys in the portal, or, hey, if I know that Dusty May is calling me or Tommy Lloyd's on my phone or Tommy Lloyd's in contact with my agent or my people and there's potential that he leaves, I got to wait, right? I mean, if you're good enough, I don't think waiting 3 or 4 days is going to affect your money personally. Might increase your money, right? Teams might say, look, he's probably going to go to where, you know, Carolina, or he's the Dusty May guy or Tommy Lloyd guy or Billy Donovan's on his line. We need to either increase his funds or you're going to wait. So I don't think that's a big deal. Big time job coming open, big time school. I think kids will wait. That would probably be in their best interest. Donovan remains strongly interested. You know, kind of seems like Lloyd and May are the top candidates, top targets. But I think Donovan is a great kind of backup plan, and I think he's okay with that. Two national championships. Now the landscape has changed, but coaching hasn't changed. So I'm sure he'll figure it out. It might be he's probably a little bit better at navigating it since he was a NBA coach. This is kind of like the NBA. Players are getting paid. There's a front office. The portal is free agency. So this is probably going to be nothing new to him as far as personnel, acquiring personnel, conversations he's having with money. So two-time national championship, you know, NBA guy, as a guy that, hey, look, things go south, we can get him. It's not a bad plan. I mean, it seems like we're going to get a big fish. So, you know, everyone keeps asking, hey, look, do you like this guy? Who do you want? Like, okay, we're getting the choice of literally the top 1% of coaches in the game. So, sure, like Nate Oates, Todd Golden, Tommy Lloyd, Billy Donovan, Dusty May. I mean, pick your poison, right? Like, sure. I mean, if I had to pick a guy, I would probably say Dusty May. But Tommy Lloyd is not far away. Neither is Billy Donovan. So, that'll be interesting to see how they kind of do their search. I'd imagine that Arizona, Michigan, if they win, they lose, or if they win at all, decision will be made pretty quickly. I think they've got three guys on the hook, and if it goes no, 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 or if it goes no, no to the top two, I think the third says yes. If it goes yes, I think the last person they'll get to is Billy Donovan. And they'll go from there. So, you know, as far as, you know, the next coach, right, compared to Hubert, right, like this should be stress-free, right? Like, now this is going to be stressful because Coach Davis did 20 win seasons, Final Four appearance. So, you know, count your blessings. But it's not like, you know, these coaches are coming in, it's ground level. Like, this program is still operating at a high level. Still one of the most watched programs, still on national TV games all the time. I always laugh because people recognize me from Carolina when I played on TV every week, once or twice a week, then in the NBA, right? Like, literally people come to me like, hey, man, when I was playing in the NBA, hey, what are you doing nowadays? I'm like, yeah, nothing, just NBA 5 years. It's okay, don't worry about it. I'm still playing basketball. So, It's an interesting spot to be in as a coach and bringing in someone new. Also, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you get the latest on the coaching search and transfer portal updates as the window opens April 7th by subscribing to Tar Heel 24/7. The message boards are on fire. You definitely want to know what's going on. That's TarHeel247.com for the latest on Carolina hoops. So, there we have it, right? We've got the day four. It started to shake out. Lloyd, Dusty May, Donovan seem like the three guys that are going to be in play here. I hope they get them. We don't want to be like Kentucky where we're big fish hunting and we land. Nothing wrong with Mark Pope at all. Don't get it twisted, but that wasn't their first, second, or third choice, I believe. And, you know, so we don't want to be in that situation at all. So don't think we will, because the way Kentucky got rid of Coach Cal after he brought them a national championship, I think that kind of scared coaches a little bit. Carolina, a whole different ballgame. You're not coming behind one of the greatest coaches ever, for one, so that helps. And, you know, everybody's supportive, the fans and even with Coach Davis. I think this is just a much smoother situation you're walking into. And the fans didn't get coached. I don't think the fans got the coach fired. I think Kentucky fans got Cal fired. I think it was time to break up. It was a nasty breakup. And look what Cal's doing in Arkansas. I'm sure Kentucky would love that if they could go back. But get off on that. Other news. Marcus Paige and Sean Mayer expected to join Wes Miller's staff in Charlotte. Love Wes Miller. One of the hardest working guys I've ever seen. Ever been around, you know, just a great dude all around, walk on to scholarship guy, crazy story. from kind of where he came from to be, you know, I think one of the premier coaches on the market, which is true because he got a job fairly quickly at UNC Charlotte, which is a pretty good program. I mean, considering, you know, what other programs in that conference and things that are going on. I mean, UNC Charlotte is a nice, like, nice little landing spot for him. He's from Carolina. Marcus Paige and Sean Mayer expected to join the staff, which I love. I think, you know, Sean, like I talked to Sean, he's a smooth cat, man. Like if Sean May walks into my room, my house, my parents, or he's talking to me and I'm getting recruited, like hard to say no, right? Like he's a great dude. One of the best bigs of all time in college basketball. People don't talk about that enough, like how good he was. And when I came in, he was to just torch me. So much respect to him. And then Marcus Paige, you know, Paige earned rave reviews on the staff. I figured he'd eventually probably leave Carolina for a bigger position, which seems like what he's doing now. Source said everyone wants to work out with Paige, which is only kind of one him. So that's good. I mean, he's one of those guys too. 4 years, comes in, kills it. You know, not necessarily the highest rated recruits, and leaves an all timer. Hit some all time big time shots as well for us down the stretch in the tournament. So I love what Coach Wes Miller's doing down there in Charlotte, bringing on some UNC guys, right? Because let me tell you something. That UNC reverberates. Those people in Charlotte, especially. That's probably where I get recognized the most in Charlotte, right? Like going to dinner, going somewhere. What you doing here? I'm like, I am just chilling. And okay, man, big time game this weekend, right? Like they live and breathe Carolina basketball. So I think infusing that into UNC Charlotte, smart move by their administration there. So I'm happy for Wes. Wes used to host us at in Wilmington. We were in college. He used to host everyone for spring break, or well, it wouldn't be spring break. We'd be playing summer. We'd be in the summer. So, you know, we'd go out on a bowl, we'd hang out on the beach, man. So always grateful for him and showing us a good time when he didn't have to, even when we were 18, 19 years old. So wishing the best for him. And
I've realized lately that the products I use every single morning genuinely affect how I feel for the rest of the day. If something feels heavy, greasy, overly makeup-y, or complicated, I just stop reaching for it. That's why I've been loving Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection and enough coverage to make my skin look even and healthy, but it still looks like my skin. It has this really fresh, lived-in glow, and their lip and cheek tint has become one of those products I keep throwing on throughout the day because it makes me look instantly more awake and put together in like 10 seconds. The whole vibe just feels very effortless. Skin first, clean girl beauty, products that enhance your skin. If you've been wanting your routine to feel lighter, simpler, and more natural this summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tints.
And kind of in Carolina news, you know, in reference to, you know, people ask, like, what's going to happen with the GM? Jim Tanner, who was my agent, right? Great dude. Love him. Wishing the best for him. It'll be interesting to see what the new coach wants to do. Do you keep the front office like an NBA program? Or do you know, I'd imagine – maybe Billy Donovan would be open to that just because of his transition into the college game. And that's kind of how the NBA is, right? Like the administration or the GM and the owner hire the coach. And then the GM doesn't really – the GM isn't tied with the coach. If the coach goes, the GM doesn't just go and vice versa. So you would probably think that if you get Dusty or Lloyd, they have their systems in place. GM is probably in a poor position they'd bring over. And, you know, as far as buyout goes, I think I read, you know, they would just have to pay the GM salary. Carolina, if he was terminated through 2030, which is essentially his deal. So they would just pay his deal like he was there, which, you know, I think 850K base, which isn't, considering what the money they're about to spend, they could probably take that lump, but I would love to see Jim stay and be able to build that program. Because let me tell you something about Jim Tanner. loves Carolina, like heart and soul. You know, I was sitting next to him at the Michigan State game, and he said something that was so, like, so dope to me. He's like, man, I'm the GM, and I'm expected to be just kind of stoic and sit here and, you know, like, not cheer, but, like, this is my alma mater. This is my school. This is, like, I am Carolina through and through. Like, I'm cheering. I'm cheering. I'm not like all these other GMs. Like, I love it. I love the school. I love it here. Like, so he's in the stands clapping and cheering like the fans, right? Like, he's beside me. We're both cheering. We're both clapping. So I thought that was really dope because I don't feel like you get that with a lot of GMs at other places, right? Like, got to sit there and be serious and, you know, observe. And but, like, Jim's over there cheering. He's smiling. The Duke game, you know, you guys maybe not know how he looks, but obviously that was my agent. So I spot him real fast. He was clapping, fist pumping in the tunnel when Duke lost in the buzzer beater. So, like, I think that's so dope. And I hope that he stays in place because he really hasn't had time to show what he could do. But also, I think he's doing some really good things. I mean, don't know how involved he was with bringing guys in per se this year, but I'd imagine this next year, for one, negotiating deals. He's done it at the highest level. He had John Morant as a client, Desmond Bane. He worked under Tim Duncan, originally Williams and Connolly, Ray Allen. You go down the list, like, he's been around some big dogs, right? Jared Allen from the Cavs negotiated his deal. So this is a guy that people aren't really talking about, but he gets it done. He does. And his track record shows it. And he's staying behind the shadows, which I respect. But, you know, I would love for him to get out and talk because he's good, man. He's good at his job. And like I said, you want someone that loves Carolina. Speaking of love, also, I think there's a big push for Eric Hoos to return under the new regime, kind of serving as a bridge between the old and the new Carolina heirs. Another guy, you cut his freaking arm, it's going to bleed Carolina blue. It ain't going to be red. So one of those guys that I hope stays on as well. I think he will stay. I don't think they – I'm not to say they don't have a choice, but he is the guy. I think he's kind of the leader. I don't know the job title, but he's essentially in charge of kind of the older guys. We need tickets. My mom needs tickets, right? I call him. When we need access to this, hey, I want to go back to school for that. Hey, if I ask him any question, he responds right away, right? Like, that is an important role. And that is also why Carolina is such a family environment, because we have guys like that around that looks after the older guys if they need anything. I think Hoots is going to be a guy that stays around. And if he doesn't, I think he is going to land on his feet somewhere. Now, it may not be in Chapel Hill, which is what he would love. But I think if you're coming in, I think it's AD, you've got to say, look, I don't want to give you too many things you have to do, but Eric Hoots is a guy that got to figure it out. I'm not saying he needs to be behind the bench or in the coaches' meetings, but he's got to be a guy that's around. He's got to be a guy that, you know, he's going to be able to help you out with getting former players. Hey, you want some former players to come on? You need some things done as far as guys doing videos or calling recruits, or hey, when guys come in, you want that. You don't want to have to put that burden on someone else that doesn't know what's going on. Hoos has it anywhere from putting a fingerprint into the system to picking your mama up from the airport to coaching. I mean, he was on the bench today, so he was on the bench this year, so he's also around that. He knows what's going on. I wouldn't call him a coach, but he was there the whole time. So he's a good bridge for the new and the old, and I hope he stays within Carolina. I think he will, and I think it would not be smart. I think it would cause more uproar if he wasn't kept on than if, you know, with the former guys and everyone around the program than the firing of Hubert. I think if Hoots is let go or something happens with Hoots, me personally, I would be a little upset as well. So hopefully it doesn't happen. And, you know, we find the coach of our dreams and our desires, and we take this next step. I think I saw something with our wins and losses and, you know, whatever you want to call our rating, we were 26th or 28th, something like that, in the time Hubert Davis was our coach, which obviously isn't good enough. Hopefully we can creep into that top 10. And I think that's all Carolina fans want, right? They're not sitting here looking like, hey, we need to win the championship every year, but you know what? We need to be playing this weekend, right? We should have been playing yesterday or the day before, and we need to be playing today consistently. And for you to finish in the top 16 teams in the country, I don't think is hard when you have a program like Carolina with the resources and the right coaches, right? Look at Arkansas. Look at St. John's. They made the right hires. I mean, St. John's is flipped from – I mean, they've won more Big East championships and games in the last 2 years than they've won in 20 years. So, hire the right coach. It usually works out for you. And for Carolina, you've got a wealth of riches. You're going to get a great coach. You're going to get a great guy. Even if you don't get the guys you target, there's going to be a great coach. I even thought about the Vanderbilt coach. No one's talking about Byers. I think that's his name, Byers. No one's talking about Byers. I think he's a great coach. Now, not saying, he's the guy per se that we want, but I think Byers is also a dark horse if things don't work out. Mark Byington. I think he's a great coach. Look what he's done at Vanderbilt. And mind you, Vanderbilt is an academic institution. You can't just get into Vanderbilt. You have to kind of know what's going on, get a good head on your shoulders. So you know, that's another sneaky name, Byington, who I love. Look at Vanderbilt, style of play, top 10 offense. Fast, they got some really good guards. He crushed the portal, crushed it. Got some really good players. So, you know, if things don't work out with the other coaches, I think Mark Byington is a sneaky, sneaky dark horse. So with all that said, thanks for watching on YouTube and listening wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to check out Target247.com for the latest wall-to-wall coverage on Carolina athletics. We will see you next time.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.